Well, the noise you can hear here is turkeys. And they are absolutely amazing. They've all gathered at the edge of the fence to have a look at us. Aren't they incredible looking?
Yeah, some of them have got blue heads, some of them have got purple heads, and some of them have got white and red faces.
And you're out of breath because as you've been running up and down the fence, they've been chasing you, haven't they?
Yeah, flapping their wings, and they're really funny.
So what do you think to turkeys then?
They're great and they're noisy.
Well, I'm going to go over and ask Jacob and Nick why these particular turkeys taste so good. I'm just walking across the field now over to Nick and Jacob, who's chatting away with William. Good grief, what a noise! Jacob, tell me, why do these birds taste so good? Because I've had one, they're amazing.
The birds taste so great because they have lots of space outside and to roam around and to scratch about and in the hedgerows and peck at all the insects and things. Also, the feed they're fed, it's a cereal-based diet, no additives or hormones in the diet.
And that's from a local mill?
It's from a local mill, just the other side of Leicestershire. And we also supplement their diet with maize or corn, and that gives another richness to the flavour of the bird. And then finally, once they've been dispatched, we then hang them for 10 days in order, it's called game hanging, and that helps to mature the bird even further and to tenderise the meat. And all of that put together creates a great tasting bird.
They are absolutely excellent tasting, and it's lovely to see how much freedom they've got and how sort of sociable they are. They're quite lovely, aren't they?
They are very inquisitive, and so if you stand in there, they'll start pecking at you and find out what you're doing, and they'll follow you about. And yes, they're very easy to sort of round up and deal with and look after.
You sell these all over the place, including online. Where can we find out a little bit more about them? Where can we buy them?
You can buy them online from our website, which is fossmeadows.co.uk, or otherwise you can look at the Traditional Farm Fresh Turkey Association, and that's online, and there's lots of distributors near you. Also, locally we're selling them at farm shops in Market Harbour and butchers in Lutterworth.
And there's one in Northamptonshire, which is Waterloo Cottage Farm.
Waterloo Cottage Farm in Northamptonshire.
And Mr Smith's Farm Shop is as well, I think?
Mr Smith's Farm Shop. Farnham Fields in Market Harbour. And then we also wholesale down to London, and we do three farmers markets in London, South Kensington, and Parliament Hill and Queen's Park every weekend, and that's part of the London Farmers Market.
That'll keep you busy.
Keeps us very busy, yes.
And Nick, this is your family's farm, isn't it? So how long have your family owned this farm?
So I think it's my great-granddad started the farm, so I'm not sure when that was, but I'd imagine they've had it around 100 years, I guess.
So you're well and truly sort of family ensconced
in
this land.
Yes, I'm well rooted here.
Do you get fond of them?
Yeah. But I'm kind of, I guess I've grown up with a fairly healthy respect for the animals, and I don't get attached to the point where I feel that they shouldn't be lunch. So
they're just far too delicious not to be lunch.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure being here. I can't believe just how gorgeous they are. I'm going to struggle to eat one, because I'm going to remember all their lovely little faces looking around at me. But I have to say, I made some the other day with a mango stuffing, and it was absolutely delicious. So sorry, boys. I see. Say, would you vote for Christmas? No, I don't think they would.